We are just a few days from our celebration of Purim. The festival of Purim finds its origins in the Book of Esther. It is a great feast and a great book. Why do I say that it's great? Turn with me to the Book of Esther, Chapter 1. King Ahasuerus ruled over the Persian Empire. Verses 3 through 5 tell us, in the third year of his reign, he made a feast unto all the princes and his servants, the power of Persia and Media, the nobles and the princes of the provinces being before him. When he showed the riches of his glorious kingdom and the honor of his excellent majesty many days, even 180 days. When these days were expired, the king made a feast unto all the people that were present in Shushan the palace, both unto the great and small, 7 days in the court of the garden of the king's palace. Who did the king invite to the feast? Apparently the whole city, but that included specifically great men. Vashti was summoned and called to come to the feast before the king, and she refused. We're going to read still in chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. If it please the king, let there go forth a royal commandment from him, and let it be written among the laws of the Persians and Medes, that it not be altered, that Vashti come no more before King Ahasuerus. Let the king give her royal estate to another that is better than she. And when the king's decree, which he shall make, shall be published throughout all his empire, for it is great, all the wives shall give to their husbands honor, both to great and small. King Ahasuerus ruled over a great kingdom. He had great people. He threw great feasts. After the king removed Vashti from her office, the king chose Esther to be his queen. We read in Esther chapter 2, verses 17 and 18, and the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins, so that he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. The king made a great feast unto all his princes and his servants, even Esther's feast, and he made a great and made a release to the provinces and gave gifts according to the state of the king. The book of Esther describes a great feast. A great kingdom has great men and has great feasts. So, this is a great book about a great feast. Haman decided to destroy all the Jewish people, and Haman's threats reached the ears of Mordecai and the people. Esther chapter 4, verses 1 through 3 read, when Mordecai perceived all that was done, Mordecai rent his clothes and put on sackcloth with ashes and went out into the midst of the city and cried with a great and bitter cry, and came even before the king's gate, for none might enter into the king's gate clothed with sackcloth. And in every province, whithersoever the king's commandment and his decree came, there was great mourning among the Jews, and fasting, and weeping, and wailing, and many lay in sackcloth and ashes. There was a great cry and a great mourning. Some translations don't use the word great to describe the cry of the people in verse 1, but the Hebrew uses the same word, gadol, in all the verses we're considering today. The word great can describe a kingdom, can describe people and feasts, but also can describe adverse situations like a great enemy or great pain, or in this case, great mourning. After the death of Haman, Mordecai was promoted in the kingdom. Chapter 8, verse 15 reads, and Mordecai went out from the presence of the king in royal apparel of blue and white, with a great crown of gold, and with a garment of fine linen and purple, and the city of Shushan rejoiced and was glad. Why was Mordecai given a great crown? Well, when the time arrived for us to defend ourselves, chapter 9, verses 3 and 4 record, and all the rulers of the provinces and the lieutenants and the deputies and officers of the king helped the Jews because the fear of Mordecai fell upon them. For Mordecai was great in the king's house, and his fame went out throughout all the provinces. For this man Mordecai waxed greater and greater. Mordecai was great, not only in the king's house, but we see in the last verse of the book of Esther, chapter 10, verse 3, for Mordecai the Jew was next unto King Ahasuerus, and great among the Jews, and accepted of the multitude of his brethren, seeking the wealth of his people, and seeking peace to all his seed. What makes this book great? We have great feasts, we have great men, specifically Mordecai. We have a great crown, we have great mourning. What makes a man great? Let's start with a simpler question. What makes a person happy? Some people think that when everything goes well, they can be happy. If they have health, if they have more than enough money, if they have friends and family, then they can be happy. Yet many people who have all these things are not happy. What's more important, however, is that there are some people who live in areas of great persecution who barely have enough to feed their family. Some of them have poor health. Some have been arrested for their faith, yet they're happy. Which is a higher level of happiness? The man who's happy just because of his circumstances seem favorable, or the man who is happy because of his faith? So what makes a man great? Is it because he is surrounded by prosperity and people to help him? There are people who play sports and have a very successful career. Maybe they played in the championship game and won. But it is easier to be great and to excel when the rest of your team is great and they all excel. A player is greater if he can excel and help his team when they are not great. So it is with great men. Great men show their greatness in times of struggle and challenge. We see this with Mordecai. There are only a few people in the scriptures who are specifically called great men. The scriptures use the expression from the least to the greatest multiple times, but only a few people are specifically referred to as being great. We see this for Moses and David, for the woman of Shunem, Naaman, Job, and only a few others. But that list includes Mordecai. And Mordecai is part of the reason the book of Esther and the feast of Purim are great. Have a meaningful feast. Have a great feast.